Welcome to the Leadership Live Podcast, a conversational podcast with community members aiming to motivate, challenge, and inspire you to lead. Now, here are your hosts, Vanessa Bennett and Trey Darnell.
Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome back to Leadership Live. I'm Trey Darnell here with Vanessa Bennett. Vanessa, how are you?
I am fantastic. Excited to have one of my dear friends and coworkers who sits right down the hall from me, Lara Potter with Visit Kingsport. Welcome.
Thank you. This is exciting, guys. I've never done a podcast before.
It's a first time for everything.
I'm excited.
And something else with Lara, she is also a Leadership Kingsport alum.
I am.
She made her way through that. She fussed at me the entire time because she truly embraced getting outside of her comfort zone. So that was fun to watch.
It was the moment that I realized that I'm not the extrovert that I thought I was. I'm an introverted extrovert. So our class was full of extroverts.
Ooh.
Greatest class ever.
Yep.
But it was good for me. It's good to get outside of that comfort zone. So
I have a quick question for you. Explain to our listeners in 60 seconds what an associate executive director does for Visit Kingsport.
Sure, wouldn't I like to know?
That's exactly right.
I don't even need 60 seconds, maybe 15. You know, I am very fortunate to do a lot of things within Visit Kingsport. We are the tourism arm located underneath the umbrella of the Kingsport Chamber, and everything from bringing in conventions and meetings to marketing our town to leisure travelers. We have youth sports, collegiate sports, Fun Fest, the Twilight Alive Downtown Concert Series, Downtown Kingsport Association. As the Associate Executive Director, alongside many others in my team, I oversee the sales and marketing department, and a lot of my emphasis is on working to bring in conventions, meetings, reunions. End goal, Trey, is bringing them in to sleep in our hotels, bringing visitors here to see our city, sleep in our hotels, spend money in our restaurants, shop in our retail stores, and then go home and sometimes potentially move here, because guess what? I forgot we also oversee the Move to Kingsport program.
And that was something that was one of the questions I was going to ask. As an average Kingsport citizen might not understand all of the benefits of having these weekend or week-long events in our area. And you mentioned restaurants, hotels. What are some of the other impact that it might have besides just the major revenue dollars?
Sure. So, you know, people that live here do not realize the importance of the visitor. Understand that tourism, to some of us, it's getting in the family van or the station wagon and you're packing up and you're heading coastal, or you might be headed to, you know, a destination. The visitor here is a little different sometimes. They are the parents of athletes. They are coming here for a convention, but they're extending their stay because they're going to bring their family. And because of the affordability of being here, they're going to stay a little longer and spend a little time. So to those who live in this community, they need to understand the importance of having those people here saves us money. That being for a Sullivan County resident, for the folks that we are bringing into the area that are spending their money and they're paying that occupancy tax at the hotels that we all see when we stay at a hotel, that in turn is saving those of us who live in Sullivan County upwards of $500 in property taxes, right? So the commissioner of tourism for the state of Tennessee, he references tourism dollars are real dollars.
Looking ahead, what are some of the upcoming events outside of Fun Fest that you're looking forward to?
Right. So we're in the thick of our busy season as we are heading into our downtown concert series. We've got a lot of our youth sports tournaments that are taking place right now. And of course, Fun Fest. But I want to talk outside of those things that a lot of people don't know that we have happening here. In my world, I am out there working to bring in different types of conventions, expos, conferences, things of that nature. So just this year alone, in 2022 coming up, we host everything from the International Pageants. That's bringing close to 100 ladies into the area of all ages, from Mrs. to Miss to Teen, that are here for 2 weeks in July. Right? So they're coming to town. They're experiencing everything that we have to offer. Then they're going to turn around and they're going to come back and they're going to bring their families and they're going to spend more money. Then later in September, we're hosting the National Fireworks Association. We're bringing in 800 to 1,000 people from all over the world. They have a large contingency that come from China. They are here for a full week. And these are wholesalers that are looking to, these are consumer level fireworks that they're selling, and they get to show off their product. So they will actually be doing some fireworks shows at Hunter Wright Stadium, and they are talking Breaking news here, guys, on your podcast. Breaking news. They are talking about one of those nights. It's the week of Labor Day that they will be here. And one of those nights, they are going to open to the public to showcase these fireworks. Now, we all know how people in Kingsport love their fireworks. Mm-hmm. Be mindful, this is not a Fun Fest fireworks show. Different level. This is something that you can actually purchase, things that you can set off at your home, you know, during Independence Day or whenever it is that you decide to do that. So National Fireworks Association, we have multiple car groups, GTO Association. They're going to be doing a car show downtown during the week of the Independence Day celebration on July 2nd. Then we have the Fairfield Club. They're going to be doing a car show in downtown Kingsport. We are now getting into the dog show business.
That was just a couple months ago at Meadowview, wasn't it?
So we had the opportunity to host the Doberman Pinschers Club of America. 400 to 450 Doberman Pinschers and their owners were in this area. They were in our hotels. They were at our campgrounds. They were seen everywhere. It was one of the coolest things. We had never done this before, and so we actually set it up inside of the Meadowview Convention Center is where they had their arena, if you will. Well, what that does is, just like car show people, these dog show people, they talk, okay? Well, that can be good and bad, as you know. If you don't make a great first impression, then the word spreads. But if you do make a great first impression, the word spreads. So the Meadowview Marriott did an amazing job at hosting the Doberman Pinschers. As a result of that, we are now working with the Portuguese Water Dogs. Y'all, what a cool experience. Last week, now this is work, Trey. Mm-hmm. Remember, this is work. I get to go out on a boat because I'm helping them find a place to do their water trials. So it's me and some of the decision makers and their three Portuguese water dogs. And we're getting to be out on a boat and we are researching places to do their water trials because we got to find them a body of water so that we can secure this piece of business. The thing about dog shows is they're a week long and they're 400 to 500 people at minimum. So it looks like we're going to get to host the Portuguese water dogs in 2024. We've got the Dalmatians for 2027. Yes, we still love all of our associations business, right? Tennessee Association of Realtors, we have hosted them before. We're working on a number of different groups, but we've really opened our doors. 2020 allowed us to think differently.
Well, you're doing a wonderful job.
Well, thank you. We enjoy what we do.
So with all this, I know it's a process to land these sports tournaments and these conferences. Actually, going to use Lara next year. I'm the chair-elect of Tennessee Chamber of Commerce Executives, mm-hmm. and we get to host the annual conference for the Tennessee Chamber here. So I'm going to reach out to her and say, hey, what can you do for us? Because we're bringing those people in, and that's what Bring It to Kingsport's all about. So can you explain to us the process of what it takes and what can you do for the groups that are coming in?
Sure. So you hear me talking about 2024 and 2027, something I had to take a little bit of adjusting when I started this job a number of years ago of, we do work in advance. So what I encourage everyone who is listening and in this area or not, but you want to look at bringing something to Kingsport, reach out to me and you say, I'm Trey Darnell. Here's what I'm involved in. It takes me to other parts of the country for our annual conference or our regional conference. You tell me the organization, the association, whatever it may be. And you say to me, you might want to reach out to John Smith. And I say, okay, thank you. I'll take it from here. I'm going to contact them and I'm going to say, hey, have you ever considered bringing your meeting to Kingsport, Tennessee? No, I haven't. Why in the world would I? We start telling them about the Meadowview Marriott Convention Center, the other overflow hotels that we have right out there in that Meadowview corridor that are very nice accommodations for visitors. So I do all the legwork. I'm going to start working on it. I'm going to put that bid out there. I'm going to say, here's why you need to look at Kingsport. I work hand in hand with Ramona and her team over at Meadowview to put together a proposal that fits the needs of that meeting that you've brought to me that you go other places for. Now, once we land them and we're like, okay, we get them to Kingsport and they're going to have this meeting here, we can offer a number of services. We provide visitors bags that are full of information about things to do while they are here or during their downtime. If we have groups that want to do anything offsite. So, you know what, you have your meetings and you have everything going on at the hotel, but then you may have a reception in the evening or some sort of opening ceremonies and you want to do that somewhere different. We do events at Bays Mountain. We do events at High Voltage. We do things in Allendale. We take advantage of everything that we have to offer in Kingsport and, quite frankly, the region. A lot of times people love to come here and they want to stay in Kingsport, but we'll do an event at Bristol Motor Speedway because of course, there's nothing like it anywhere else in North America. So they get to go there and experience an event at Bristol Motor Speedway. I can put together all of those offsite activities for you because we have built relationships with all of our attractions in the region. So anything that you are needing outside of the hotel, I can help you with. And here's the good news. My services are free. So as a DMO, we are here to serve you and help you experience everything that you can during your short time here.
Well, as we wrap up our podcast today, I have rapid five questions for you. Jason Voorhees or Freddy Krueger?
Yeah, Freddy Krueger, none of them. You're lucky I didn't right in the microphone.
Do you think anyone considers you a hipster?
Nope.
How would you rate your karaoke skills on a scale of 1 to Mariah Carey?
Oh, and beyond. Celine Dion.
LA or New York?
Kingsport.
What temperature do you like your thermostat set?
67.
We are a 65 family. We appreciate you being here today. Vanessa, do you have any final thoughts?
I have to ask her this question because I think I know what the answer is going to be. If you had an autobiography, what would the title be?
Bear.
There you go.
You want to explain?
Well, I mean, I can. Quick story. My husband calls me Bear, but there's a lot of meanings to it. When we were dating, we were preparing to head into a weekend of our AAU wrestling tournaments. And there's a lot involved with that experience. It's a long weekend. And my mom told my then when we were dating, my boyfriend, now husband, watch out. Because she's a bear during this weekend of AAU wrestling. From that point on, he has called me this term of endearment, most of the time a term of endearment. He calls me Bear, but it has all sorts of meanings. It can be sweet and cuddly. Not really. But there are times during all of our events that I can be a real bear, Trey.
Well, that's a good way to finish it. We'll see you next Friday, everybody.
Thank you, Lara.
Thank you for listening to this week's Leadership Live podcast, a partnership between Kingsport Leadership Programs of your Kingsport Chamber and Honda Kingsport. Leadership Live is available wherever you get your podcasts.